I'm doing this play right now in New York, and we had a group of Syracuse students come to see the play, and afterwards we did a talk back with them, and they asked that, and each of us four actors had to respond to that question, and everybody gave such different advice, and that was the best thing they could have heard, because, you know, and I'm not going to try to emulate or repeat what Daniel said at all last night, but, and I can say that I've truthfully sort of learned this in the past couple of years, trying to figure out what I want, you know, and, you know, really, honestly, and honestly, I mean this, it really is, you know, out here, I mean, you know, it's Hollywood, like, I mean, people tell you all these rules, and they think, you know, they tell you how it's supposed to go, and you have to take advantage of this and that, and you gotta work, and all this stuff, and I don't buy it, and I don't think, and I think, you know, you're always, I feel like, you know, there's a feeling of scarcity, you know, where, like, you know, it's gonna go away, and whatever, and, you know, really, you know, that's all external things, and you end up trying to please other people when you operate like that. And what's most important right now, for me at least, is trying to figure out what I want and what I need and what makes me happy. And I've been fortunate to be in a couple films that I genuinely wanted to be a part of and was lucky to be in, you know, and this being the greatest example of that, you know. I'm so thrilled, you know. It just, you know, it's definitely proof to myself in a way that being conscious of these things and being deliberate in what you do and knowing what you need, and, you know, I don't want to be oblivious to the way things work and the way a business works and all that, but I'm willing to be stubborn to it, you know. I don't believe a lot of what other people have to say, but I don't think, you know, Daniel's an extreme case where, you know, he doesn't work a lot. I think it's great for people who work a lot if that's what they want and that's what they need. I don't think there's a right or wrong way, you know, but that's what it is. It is to each his own. There's a great thing that, do you know Rilke at all? Rainer Maria Rilke, the writer? It's a great thing that he says, you know, about being a, you know, a young writer and looking externally and trying to get people to approve your writing and want feedback and blah, 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 when really, like, if it comes from a sincere place in you, then you're not really going to care as much about what other people think. And I do care. I want people to see this film. I want people to like the film. But I'm already so over the moon about the experience that I had in Texas with Paul and Daniel that, you know, nobody can really take that away from me. And I'm not going to let, you know, you know, another form of success be the merit of success, you know. So I'm not really in a position to give advice, but, you know, I'm definitely not afraid to say no, but I don't want to be afraid to take a job, you know, either. And it's funny. I'm in a very strange place in my life trying to figure out, you know, what to do with myself and, you know, trying to learn about myself and what I, you know, what I need, you know.
I thought that I love kind of, one thing I loved about Little Miss Sunshine is that it was completely comfortable and frequently going into some fairly solemn, dark places. Mm-hmm. So that when the humor came through, as it did regularly, it was so welcome and natural the way it often does. You know. So, and this is the intensity of this is immense. Right. As you know, how many times have you seen it?
Only once.
I saw it
at Paul's house. It was great. I was incredibly nervous to see it, but you know, it was great.
Do you like checking your performance out in dailies? Did they do that in Texas? Or
they watched dailies? I did not check myself out. No. No, that would, you know, the one thing that is really hard for me is becoming unself-conscious, you know, as an actor, which you kind of have to do to a certain degree, just to kind of throw yourself and not look back really at what you're doing. So I think that might, I'm sure you could learn a lot from that, but you know, it might make me self-conscious, you know, about what I'm doing.
I sensed, in any case, because you're grounded and you don't, you seem to be pretty comfortable with going pretty much anywhere the material goes, that you would be really good in a dumb comedy. I have this feeling you would be.
You know, I have to say that I'm
a smart dumb comedy, you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to doing something like that at some point. You know, I mean, I have to say, Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
you know, and Dazed and Confused, that's not a dumb comedy. That's one of my favorite movies, but just as much as like a Robert Bresson film is one of my favorite movies, you know. So I'm certainly not opposed to that. I think it would be really fun, and I think it would be actually an interesting acting, you know, experience. I bet I'd learn a lot actually doing it. I just want to be careful that, you know, yeah. doing the one that feels right, because they make a lot of those, and most of them aren't that great, so, you know.
What Robert Bresson film do you think of when you...
I think definitely A Man Escaped and Alistair Balthazar are my two favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, I love pickpocketing and shit, but those are my two favorites, yeah.
When did you start getting into Bresson?
Like a year ago, maybe, or so. You know, it's funny, I started to... I think I used to watch films kind of for acting, or meaning I'd rent a Brando movie, not an Elia Kazan movie, in my mind, you know what I mean? And then a couple years ago, I just started to get into film like crazy. And now, you know, and Bresson hates actors. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't use actors
That's
in
right.
his movies.
Yeah.
He calls them models, you know.
Right.
But now I've sort of taken a pretty serious liking to film. And there's so much to see. You know, so much. But that's been fun.
Did you have any... anything that you brought from your own experience about evangelical types, Christians, the kind of the manic right wing side of things? Do you have any personal experience with it ever? I don't imagine so.
Rosen,
Connecticut
no,
background.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, my parents were both, you know, were Catholic and Lutheran. I mean, I knew about religion and faith, but I did some research on evangelical preachers, and more research on the time period, I would say. The great thing about Eli is that he had to make himself up. You know, he didn't have radio or television. He didn't have money to go travel around and see other preachers, really. And didn't have a lot of books, you know, in his house. So there was kind of a liberty in that for me, meaning I could really make him up rather than having to base him on something else. And, you know, in Paul's, I mean, the script was just tremendous. So in the writing was enough, you know, there was enough that was truthful to that I could feel some freedom to do what I wanted with it. And, you know, having it be a boy preacher changes it from some of the other evangelical preachers we've seen in film, you know, before, whether, you know, I don't know what I did, really. You know, it was really a sort of animal instincts type of thing. It was a great character, and I can't tell you how much fun I had.
Like, I think
we're all right. Those two preaching scenes, you know, we had these great extras in Texas who were there.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel them in the palm of my hand. Like, they were into it. Like, it was so fun. You know, I could feel that power and that ego and that sense of them worshiping me, not God, you know, which is a big thing for Eli. Oh, man, that was a rush. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Did you watch any preachers, like, the evangelical character? Did you just try and imitate anything you've seen?
You know, nothing. I really did not try to imitate anything specifically. I did look up whatever information I could get my hands on. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for the part, actually. So I did try to research stuff, but for osmosis, you know, just to put in the subconscious and, you know... Then, you know, you just try to unleash your body and mind to the words, and anything that I do, really, I just feel like came from that. But there could have been something that I've seen that I tried to do, but there was nothing, there wasn't anything where I tried to mimic one person in particular, you know, not because I didn't want to, but that just wasn't the case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Are you living in New York now? Mm-hmm. You have a place?
Mm-hmm. I live in the East Village. With two roommates, two friends of mine. It's not that luxurious, but it's all right. And my mom is in Wilton, you know, still. So I go back there every now and then.
What part of Wilton did you live in? What?
Do you know where Trails End Road is? Trails End, off 106, kind of near New Canaan on that side.
Like,
it's the New Canaan border, off New Canaan Road. Yeah.
I once saw a UFO when I was walking on New Canaan Road. At 1 o'clock in the morning.
Are you serious?
I mean it. This is the one time in my life. Well, it just did one of those unusual trajectory things. It just did something that I, to this day, didn't believe that regular aircraft are incapable of. You know, one of those sudden.
Whoa. Wow. So you, did you go to high school? No, you just grew up there?
Yeah.
You totally grew up there.
I lived on Cedar Hill Road.
Oh, yeah, Cedar Hill. That's sort of on the other side a little bit. Yeah.
Down near the pond.
Oh, yeah. My God, that's amazing. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. That's really funny. Yeah, I kind of actually, I moved right back to Manhattan after high school, but I sort of, in retrospect, kind of value my suburban experience in a weird way, you know? I don't know why, but there's...
I always felt that people that, at least the guys that I, too many guys that I knew, they always, I always felt that I would have been better off, and they would have been better off if we'd maybe been reared in New York, because the smack of reality is much stronger and better for you. Mm. Yeah, Milton's kind of a crib community, you know? It's
right,
a little too nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I lived, I didn't move, you know, I grew up until fourth grade in Manhattan.
Oh,
and went to private school there and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had a little little bit of that in me, luckily.
What your parents do? Or did you they do?
No, my dad's retired now. My mom does a couple things. My sister just recently went to college, so now she's getting into some things. But, you know, my dad was a businessman. I mean, you know, they're not... Yeah, it's funny. All I do is, you know, watch movies, listen to music, and read, and... They never listen to good music or watch good movies or read good books, so it's kind of funny. I don't know where I got into this stuff from, you know. I mean, they were good parents, but, you know.
What's the name of the play again, The Way?
It's called Things We Want.
Things We Want.
And,
oh, right. I saw the piece about the writer.
The playwright, yeah.
Who,
in the Times.
Hadn't written something in a while.
Like 10 years almost, yeah. He went through...
And he kind of went into a detour there.
Yeah, he did. Are you going to be in New York at all before Christmas?
Actually, I'm going to be in Boston for the whole... I am going to go down for...
No.
I'm going to go down to New York for a week, so I'll try and...
You should come and say hi. I'll get you a ticket to the play.
That'd be good.
I like it. You know, it's good people. It's Peter Dinklage, you know, Peter...
Yeah, I hear he's in it, too.
He's amazing.
Him.
He's so good in it.
So it's great. You, Peter,
a guy named Josh Hamilton. No, Ethan Hawke directed it.
He directed, not starred. Okay.
Yeah, a guy named Josh Hamilton, who has done a ton of great theater in New York. He was also... Did you ever see Kicking and Screaming, Noah Baumbach's first movie?
Actually, that's the one Noah Baumbach I haven't.
Okay. And he was in that. He's been in some films. And then this girl, Zoe Kazan, who is kind of up and coming. She's really good, though. Ilya Kazan's granddaughter. Actually. She's great, though. Everybody's good.
I was going to say, I saw Josh Hamilton in Post of Utah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
did
the Stoppard play. Yeah, I did.
In sequence, or how did
you
see it?
No, I only saw the first two parts in separate nights, but it was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
The Stoppard guy, interesting, you know?
That was the most amazingly staged.
Yeah, it was so well directed, huh? Just the lighting, the sound,
it was awesome.
It was really, it was pretty...
That opening thing with the swirling...
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, it really was.
The guy who runs the Santa Barbara Film Festival, he had tickets. He just treated me to it. It was three nights in a row.
Mm. So you saw all three parts?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I didn't catch the third part.
Yeah.
No, that was great. I hung out with Stoppard the other night, actually. Came to see our play, and, you know, got to talk to him. That was pretty cool.
Is it off Broadway, or...?
Mm-hmm. It's off Broadway, but really great theater group. Really great theater, you know, intimate... Great.
Where was it?
It's called the Acorn Theater. It's on 42nd and 9th Ave. Theater Row is like a little slew
right.
of Broadway theaters there.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I really love theater that way because, you know, you're right there. And, you know, and it's not presentational theater. Like, Coast Utopia is very, like, presentation, you know, talking at the audience. And it's just four of us living in an apartment. And you just kind of watch. And, you know, it's interesting. I gotta tell you, it's totally kicking my ass in every way. I mean, I did it because I wanted to do the theater again. I haven't done it in years, and I knew I'd learn a lot, and I certainly am. But it's been exhausting. It's been a lot.
Is it happening now?
I got a show tomorrow night.
Oh, is anybody taking your place while you're out here?
No, they gave me. They moved tonight's show to another day, just so I could come out here for 2 days, literally. You know, and get to do a little something here. Which was nice of them to do.
Is it a one act or two acts?
Each act is one scene. There's never a lights down or a scene ends. So we're literally just up there living 2 hours at a time. And it's good. I mean, well, for me, it's good. You know, But it's been intense. I think I'm excited to do another film after this play, just kind of taking what I've...
You are and I'm ready to do one?
Well, I don't have one else set. I mean, I'm excited at the idea of doing one.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I took some time. After doing There Will Be Blood, I was totally wiped out. And I basically took a year off, went back to college for 2 semesters in the city.
Oh, where?
The New School University.
Okay.
Just like an English major there.
Mm-hmm.
And this play is the first thing I've done in like a year acting-wise, so it's been good. It's been good, but I'm excited to do a film again. But all that Little Miss Sunshine stuff happened, and I just needed to like thank Lalo for a little bit, because it was, you know, a lot.
They got their thing, whatever their next film is?
I just hung out with them the other night, John and Val. They're great people. I really like them.
I saw them at a thing. They said their movie, they're almost...
Yeah, they've got I think, one or two things, and I think it'll happen pretty soon for them. I think they're just making sure that the script is ready, and they're being diligent about it. They can get a movie made right now, you know, because of that. But, I think they're smart to have a little diligence and patience with it and make sure it's right, you know, which I like, you know.
So I have never asked you this, but how... Most people, it's almost normal for people to not really firm up or get going in their life until they're even pushing 30. A lot of, you know, it's almost normal. You know, obviously.
Yeah.
So you obviously knew it pretty early, luckily, to your benefit. How old were you when you knew that this is